Okay, today our daf is Zion. We're going to have a whole slew of drashot that talk about the importance of rain and how great rain is, and then we're going to get into learning and the importance of learning, and we're going into all different things, all drashot ab sukim. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Gadol Yom Hagshamim Mitchiyat HaMetim. Okay, the first thing we say is the rains are greater than Tchiyat HaMetim, okay, than the resurrection of the dead. Okay, why? De'ilu tchiyat ha-metim la-tzadikim, ve'ilu gshamim ben la-tzadikim ben la-rashim. Most of the proof texts we're going to have here are psukim, but it happens in this one, he has a logical argument. Tchiyat ha-metim is just for tzadikim, and the rain affects tzadikim and rashim the same, right? So therefore, it must be greater. Upliga to Rav Yosef, but he's arguing on Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef says, Dam Rav Yosef, Mishum shishkula k'tchiyat ha-metim, k'vo'a b'tchiyat ha-metim. He says something in a different reference. He says, since rain is like tchiyat ha-metim, they put it in the bracha of mechaye metim, right, of the second bracha in Shmona Esrei, which ends with mechaye metim, and therefore it's called the bracha of tchiyat ha-metim, even though it's called in other places Brachat Gevura, right? We saw that. But he's calling it the Brachat Tchiyat HaMetim. And he said, therefore, the rain was there because what? It's the same as Tchiyat HaMetim. And the first guy said, Rabbi Abahu said, it's greater than Tchiyat HaMetim. So clearly, there must be this argument whether rain is greater than Tchiyat HaMetim or whether it's equal to Tchiyat HaMetim. What's the similarity between the two? The obvious similarity is they turn things that are dead and they bring them back to life, right? The rain also has the capability of bringing things back to life. Amar Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGshamim. What's interesting about this also, before we move on, Gshamim in general, and we're going to see the connection to, we've talked about this already, and it's clear from Shema, that there's a clear connection between Bnei Israel going in the right path and getting rain. Despite that fact, what Rav Yehuda is pointing out is, once they do get rain, it affects everybody equally. Right? Even though we discussed the other day that maybe it'll rain in one city and it won't rain in the other city. But there is this concept that it's a more group thing and that it will affect, by its nature, it will affect even the Rishaim and it will help them also. In the event that we get the rain, it's helping everybody. Whereas Tchiyat HaMetim is really more particular for the people who are deserving, at least according to the Gemara's understanding. Obviously, we don't 100% understand what Tchiyat HaMetim is, but that's the assumption. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGshamim. Okay, we're having a slew of different things. Okay, you can see from the chart. That's why I tried to chart out the different sections we're going to have. Gadol Yom HaGshamim, Ki Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. Okay, so one is comparing it to something that will happen in the future, and one is comparing it to something that already happened. Okay, it's like the day we got the Torah, Shenemar, Ya'arof Kamatar Likhi. Okay, just, I don't have the English here. I just need some help with the translation in English of the psukim that we're going to read, just it'll be easier. How does it translate it?
My teaching shall drip down like rain.
Okay, so we're not going to translate yet my teachings, because Likhi we don't know exactly, right? Lekach is, it's almost, it's like teachings, but it's more musar, right? So, like the lessons learned will drip down, what does it say, like?
Like rain.
Like rain. Okay, like the rain. It will drip down like the rain. Ve'ein lekach ela Torah, right? What are my lekachim? Lekach is Torah. How do we know that? Not just because we think so, but Shenemar, ki lekach tov natati lachem Torah ti'al ta'azov, right? We say it every, we put away the Torah on Shabbat. So, ki lekach tov natati lachem Torah ti'al ta'azov, or we put away the Torah in general. Rava omer, yotir miyom shenitna bo Torah. Now we again have a distinction. Is it the same as the day shenitna bo Torah? Rava says, no, it's not the same. It's more than. Okay, last time we had the guy who said more than, the other guy said, no, it's the same. Now we have the guy who says it's the same, and the other person says it's more than. Why is it more? Shenemar ya'arov kamatar l'kchi. Mi nitzle b'mi. Heve omer, katan nitzle b'gadol. Okay, when the rain comes down, it comes down like the rain, right? The Torah comes down like the rain. If something's going to be like something else, it has to draw koach from the other thing, so the other thing must be greater. So the rain must be greater than the teachings of the Torah. Okay? Rava Ramiktiv. Rava says there's a contradiction between two psukim. Ya'arof kamatar l'kri. My teachings of Torah will come to you like rain. Uchtiv tizal ketal imrati. My speakings will come down like tal. So what do you mean? Is it geshem or is it tal? So what do they answer? Right, tal is going to be less than geshem, right? We've talked about the importance of geshem because tal is there all the time and geshem is not there all the time. So what do we say? Im tamir chacham hagun hu ketal v'im lav or feo kimatar. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I did it the opposite. The tal is... Right, sorry. Tizal katal imrati. I explained it wrong. Tizal katal imrati is more like it comes down very gently, like the tal. And ya'arof kamatar l'kchi. The word la'arof is a negative, usually has negative connotations. So he's now saying, even though we said this pasuk, is it comes down like the rain is a positive thing, but he's saying if you compare it to tizal katal imrati, tizal katal imrati is very, is benachat. But the... Or feyu kimatar means it comes down very strong and not necessarily in a good way. And we're going to see later some drashot on how we know la'arof is negative, like egla arufa, right? They break the neck. Okay, so in tamir chacham hagun hu ketal. If he's a real good tamir chacham, then the words of Torah, the Torah comes to him like tal. Vim lav or feyu kimatar. If not, it hits him, okay? Rashi even says hargehu. It kills him like the rain. Tanya, okay, so now we have this issue that came up before, right? We've been seeing this all throughout the Masechet. I don't know if you remember, but in different Masechetot, there's certain themes that seem to pervade the Masechet. We'll see if this is all over the Masechet, but certainly until now, we've seen that things can go in two ways. The same thing, right? The rains could be bracha, the rains could not be bracha. The clouds could be good clouds, they could be bad clouds. We keep seeing this, and it depends who you are and how you write, how you ask for it, and what you do. So here we're going to see there's different ways to learn Torah, and depending on how you learn Torah, that will depend on how it comes to you. Tanya, Haya Rabbi Bina Omer, Kol Osek B'Torah Lishma. Now we're going to have some statements about this concept, okay? Different things about, could be good, it could be bad. Kol Osek B'Torah Lishma, Torato Na'ase Lo Sam Chayim. Okay, the Torah becomes for him an elixir of life. Shenemar, Eitz Chayim Hi L'Machazikim Ba. Okay, it's a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Ve'omer, Rif'ut Tihi Lish, it's L'Sharecha, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rif'ut Tihi L'Sharecha V'Shikoy La'atzmotecha. It will be a cure to, how do they translate Sharecha? What?
Your navel.
Your navel. Okay. It'll be a cure to your navel. Ve'omer ki motz'i matza chayim. Okay? Those who find me will find life. Okay? So it'll be a cure for you, right? It's an eitz chayim l'machzikim ba. It's a cure for you. And you will find life. Bekol ha'osek b'Torah shelo lishma na'aseh lo sam ha'mavet. Okay, here we have really, and maybe that's where Rashi came off on saying, arfeu ke matar is hargehu. Because here it really talks about that it will become a sam ha'mavet. Shene'amar, and here they use that same pasuk, ya'arof kamatar l'kchi, ve'ein arifa ela hariga. Shene'amar, v'arfu sham eta egla banacha. Okay, they break the neck of the egel, right? In the egla rufa case, when they have a dead person and they don't know, right? He's in the middle of the field and they don't know to which city he belongs, and they measure and they figure out, oh, he's closest to the city. We go into the city and the chachamim of that city come out and they break the neck of this egla to basically be a send-off for their responsibility for the fact that this person died. So here you see that la'arof is to kill. Amale Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zera. Leite mar litne, teach me something. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu goes to Rabbi Zera and he says, teach me something. Amale, chalash levai belo yachilna. I'm too weak and I can't. Lema mar miltadat gadata. Fine, you don't want to teach me, right? This is on days we're tired, right? And we at least have a daf of a gadato. It's easier to learn, right? He says, fine, you can't teach me something in depth, but at least teach me some agadata. Okay, give me something. Amale, hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, I'll give you an agadata, right? A little vorla. My dichtiv ki adam etz sadeh. Ki adam etz sadehu? What does that mean, adam etz sadeh? What, we're a tree in the field? Ela mishum dichtiv ki mimenu tochal v'oto lo tichrot. Uchtiv oto tashchit v'charet. Okay, there's two different psukim that talk about the trees here. Okay, I'll just read them to you. It's from Sefer Dvarim. Okay, if you have the Torah, or you can look down at the bottom on the letter Zayin. Ki tatsur al ir yamim rabim lehilachem alei litofsa. When you go out to war, it's from Sefer Dvarim, Perek Kaf. Lo tashchik et etza lindoch alav garzin. Don't chop down the trees. Ki mimenu tochavo tolo tichro. Because you have to eat, right? That's going to be for you to eat. When you capture a city, don't cut down the trees. Ki ha'adam etza sadeh lavo mipanecha b'matzur. Okay, unclear exactly how you translate the pshat of this pasuk, right? Rak eitz asher teida ki lo eitz ma'achalum. Only if you know that the tree is not a fruit tree, oto tashchit v'charata. Okay, and that you're allowed to destroy. So now it makes a lot more sense, right? It was hard to understand that without really reading the psukim. So there's two kinds of trees. There's trees that you're allowed to cut down and trees that you're not allowed to cut down. So what does it say? So how do we connect to this, to our thing about ki adam etz hasadeh? Ha-ketzad. Im tamid chacham hagun hu, mimenu tochav oto lo tichrot. Okay, the one is a mashal for a type of tree, right? Adam etz hasadeh means person is just like a tree. There's two types. There's one type that's basically a tamid chacham hagun, and he's the one who you're supposed to eat from and don't cut him down. In other words, right? You should benefit from him, learn from him. Vim lav oto tashchit v'charata. Okay, if not, he should be destroyed. Okay, it's a little questionable here, right? You might have thought that the sugya would say more that there's good talmidei chachamim and go learn from them, and then there's other ones that aren't as good, right? But it doesn't mean you should go out and destroy them or kill them, right? The whole mahalach here is really very strong in saying these people deserve to die. I assume they mean people who take it and use it for the wrong purposes, or go off the derech, or, you know, maybe try to teach people incorrect things, and really people who are more vindictive or somehow do with it something more negative than the regular. Amar Rabbi Chama, I think it's Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. My dichtiv, now we're going to get into, okay, you can see where we're up to on the sheet here. We have a whole bunch of statements about the importance of learning with other people, okay, as opposed to learning by yourself. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, my dichtiv barzel b'barzel yachad, v'ish yachad p'nei re'eu. That's the pasuk, okay? A person with another person is like barzel and barzel together. Okay, what does that mean? Ma barzel ze echad mechaded et chaviro. If you take two pieces of barzel and you rub them against each other, they're going to sharpen each other. Af shnei talmidei chachamim mechadedim ze et ze b'halacha. Okay, if two people sit next to each other, they're going to and learn together, they're going to make each other stronger, right? The same way we see in class, right? Somebody mentions something, oh, that makes, right? It enhances the learning. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, lama nimshalu divrei Torah ke'esh. Okay, why are they like esh? We've seen this many times. Shenemar, halokod dvarai ke'esh neum Hashem. Right, my words are like fire. Lomar lecha, ma esh. Okay, we've seen this pasuk, but we haven't seen this drasha. Ma esh eino dolek yichidi, af divrei Torah emet kaimim biyichidi. A fire can't burn with one tree, right? It'll burn right out. You need a lot of trees to make a big fire. So the same way, divrei Torah don't work with just one person. You need a lot of people to keep it going. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, mai dechtiv, cherev el habadim v'no'alu, cherev el giburea v'chatu. Okay, how do they translate the pasuk into English? If you...
A sword upon those who are alone, and they shall become fools.
Okay, so a sword upon those who are alone. Again, they're once they translate, that's the problem. They're translating it already according to the interpretation. Because habadim doesn't necessarily mean alone. I don't know exactly what the pshat of habadim is here. Okay, v'no'alu, how do they translate?
They should become fools.
They shall become fools. Okay, so they're just translating it according to the drasha.
Right.
Okay, does the Koran translate it anymore? Do you have the Koran there?
I don't have the Hebrew.
Oh, okay. Fine. So cherev al abadim v'no'alu, cherev al soneh. So what does that mean?
They also say bad b'bad is bi'yichidut.
No, that the Gemara is going to say in a minute.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm saying. That's already the drasha. Okay. So
they don't translate.
Okay. So cherev al abadim v'no'alu, cherev al sonehem shal tamidei chachamim she'oskim ba b'bad b'torah. That's what it means. The cherev is going to come to those who learn Torah by themselves. Again, we're seeing this very strong, right? You're worthy of death if you're going to do this kind of stuff. V'lod ela shemitapshim. Okay, they become stupid. Okay, sheneemar v'no alu. Okay, fools. Right? V'lod ela shechotim. Okay, and they go and sin. Okay, how do we know the connection here? K'tiv ha'cha v'no alu, u'ch'tiv ha'tam asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. How do you know that foolishness leads to sin? Because the pasuk says, asher no'alnu, we became foolish, v'asher chatanu. Right, that's the famous pasuk. Okay, I'll read you the whole thing. In Bamidbar, v'yomar Aaron Moshe, bi adoni al natashet aleinu chatat asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. Okay? We use that in Slichot all the time. V'i ba'et ema mehacha, or you can prove it from somewhere else. No'alu saret so'an, v'hit'u'et mitzrayim. Okay, they became foolish, the sarim of so'an. Okay, the rest of the pasuk is nis'u saret no'v, hit'u'et mitzrayim, and they caused mitzrayim to go off the path. Okay, that's a pasuk from Yeshayahu. So again, you see that no'alu causes sin. Okay. Lama nimshalu divrei Torah ke'etz. Okay, now we want to know what's the connection between divrei Torah and etz. Shene'emar, etz chayim hi lamachazikim ba. Lomar lecha, ma etz katam madliket hagadol, af tamidei chachamim ktanim mechadidim et hagdolim. Now we're learning, it's the same concept of learn Torah in a group, right? Not by yourself, but now we're even taking it one step further. We're saying it's important for the tamidei chachamim also to understand that they should be learning from others. Okay, and that this isn't an arrogant sport, right? That, oh, I'm the greatest and I know everything. But af tamidei chachamim ktanim mechadidim et hagdolim, right? The smaller ones make the greater ones sharper. V'hainu damar Rabbi Chanina, a very famous statement that you always hear. Harbei lamadati merabotai, umechaverai yoter mirabotai, umitamidai yoter mikulam. Right? It's the same as mikom lumadai hiskalti, right? The same concept. Okay? I learned from my students more than anyone else. Okay, if you think about it, I'm trying to think about this concept of why they're trying to be so harsh. And maybe this last statement can give us a clue. If you remember way back when we started learning Brachot and we learned about the story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, we talked about and we saw a bunch of different stories that talked about really the Beit Midrash as the center, right? And part of the problem of the leadership, that they were all about their strength and not really knowing what's going on with the people underneath and sometimes living in their bubble of the Beit Midrash. And maybe this is also, we talked about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva and how they all died because of Sinat Chinam. And that learning at some points, right, there's some Gemarot about the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel or Minatzchim Zeitzeh B'Halacha, they fight against each other. And it was particularly a problem in Bavel more than in Eretz Yisrael, because when you see some of the Sugyot, the same ones that appear in Eretz Yisrael and the same ones that appear in the Yerushalmi and they appear in the Bavli, the version of the story in the Yerushalmi has nothing to do with this. And the version of the Bavli really goes, they add all sorts of details that clearly indicate that they're trying to teach people a lesson about learning and the importance of the other and not all about, it's all about me and it's all about my personal experience learning and how great I am. And if I'm smarter than you, well, I may as well learn by myself, right? This whole thing goes, and maybe that's why they're using the strong imagery of death to kind of scare people into realizing that this is a very important value. That don't think that your Torah is more important, you're smarter, and you can learn on your own, and you can be arrogant about it, but really, you can learn from everybody, and it's better to learn from other people, and you'll learn more, and that it's a better process to kind of strengthen that, particularly in the Bavli, as that was the issue in the Batei Midrash there. Okay. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami Ketiv. Now we're going to see, again, some differences in, some contradictions between Psukim, and we're going to translate them as we did before. It's going to depend on whether you're a Talmid Chacham Hagun or not. Likrat Sameh Hitayumayim. Go toward the person who's thirsty and give him water. Uchtiv Hoi Kol Sameh Lechulamayim. Anyone who's thirsty should go to the water. Right, in one place it says you should bring him the water. In the other place it says he should go get the water. This is a good psychological gemara. Im tamid hagun hu likrat sameh hitayumayim. Vim lo hoi kol sameh lechulamayim. Now you can read this on one plane and then you can read it on another plane. What does it mean? If you're very thirsty, if you're a tamid chacham, then the rabbi should go toward you and teach you. They should find you, seek you out. But if you're not, then they shouldn't seek you out. You should do it by yourself. Now, you could say it on one hand, you don't deserve the rabbis to go seeking you out, right? On the other hand, you could see it in a better way, right? You might think dafka that they should go find those people who aren't learning, right? Who aren't talmidei chachamim hagunim, find them and teach them. But what's the best way to learn? Not that somebody does it for you. You have to make the act yourself. And as if you're not a talmidei chacham hagun, then you have to make the act yourself to go and do it. And maybe through you taking the initiative, you'll change your ways. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami Ktiv. Yafutsu mayanotecha chutza. Your mayanot should go bursting forth. Uchtiv yu lechala badecha. They should be only for you. Again, im tamid hagun hu yafutsu mayanotecha chutza. You should, you know, you'll be giving lots of Torah to others. Vimlav yu lechala badecha. They should be only for you and you shouldn't spread them to anybody else. Rabbi Chanina bar Iti. Okay, now we're going to have a bunch of statements that talk about, or two anyway, that that Torah is found in the lowest of the low. Okay, again, this is within the theme of what we talked about a few minutes ago, that go to the lowest place. That's where you're going to find Torah. You're not going to find it through arrogance. You're going to find it through humility. And we're going to see two different proofs. Lama nilim shalu divrei Torah lamayim. Why is it compared, right before we said, why is it compared to an eighth? Now, why is it compared to mayim? Lomar lecha, mayim mayim minichim bimkom gavoa v'hochim lemakom namuch. Right? What happens to mayim? You put it up high, and what happens? It drips down. Af divrei Torah, ein chaimim, ela b'mi shedato shvala. Okay? If your dad is shafel, when you have the right mindset, and you have humility, then divrei Torah will be mitkaimim. Ba'amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Lama Nimshalu, he says not from there, but Lama Nimshalu Debrei Torah L'Shlosha Mashkin Alalu. It's compared to three different mashkin. B'mayim, u'b'yayin, u'b'chalav. Water, wine, and milk. Dechtiv, hoi kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim. That's where it's compared to mayim. Uchtiv, l'chu sivru v'achlu, u'l'chu sivru b'lo kesef, u'b'lo mechir yayin v'chalav. Okay, go gather it like, without kesef and without a price of yayin and chalav. Lomar mashlosha mashkin alalu emit kaimim ela bepachot shebekelim. Af divrei Torah emit kaimim ela bemishadato shvela. What does that mean? What's unique about these three things? Mayim, yayin, and chalav. How are they best kept? In a kli cheres. Now a kli cheres is, first of all, we've talked about kli cheres. It's dirty, it's ugly, it's like the most basic kli there is. It's certainly not made of kesef and zahav, which we're going to compare it to, right? So had, and that's what we put these items in order to store them. They keep the best in a kli cheres. So likewise, divrei Torah are only mitzkayim in someone who has humility. Kedamrei la barte de kesar le Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. There's a famous story where the daughter of the kesar goes to Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, who is a big talmid chacham, and she says, "I chokhma mefoara bekli mechuar." Is chokhmah beautiful in an ugly kli? He was obviously very ugly, okay? And she says, how could you be so smart and so ugly? Like, it just doesn't work, right? It's like the picture of Dorian Gray, right? If you're a good person, you look good, right? In the end, obviously not. But how could chokhmah work in a kli mechoar? Amar la avicha rame chamra b'mane depachra. He said to her, "Your father puts your wine in earthenware vessels." Okay, mane is kelim, and I guess pachra. Right? Does your father put them in earthenware vessels? Amrale, ela b'mayin yirme. What else are we going to put it in? Amrala, atun dechashavitu ramu b'mana dahava ukaspa. He says you should put them into kelim chashuvim like kesef and zahav. Asla amrele lavua. She goes and says to her father, "Rami alechamer b'mane dava b'kasba. Go put your wine, just like this guy said, right, into kesef kelim u'kesef and zahav." V'takif, and they got spoiled. Okay. Atu va'amrele. They go and they say to him. Wait, who said to who?
His servants came and told him what happened.
Amar la lebarte, right? So now he says to his daughter, "Man amar lachachi, who told you to do this?" Amar le, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, right? He said it. Now there's different translations. They translate differently. Whether it's he called, who called who now? Okay, whether the kesar himself or the daughter goes back to Rabbi Yoshua. Kar you?
This was the servants.
Amar le, the servants did it.
Called.
Okay.
Kaisar asked him.
Okay. Amar leh, amai amar lahachi. Right, that's what I'm saying. Some say she asked the question. Anyway, amai amar lahachi. Why? Oh, I guess it must be him at this point, because amar la. Why did you say to her? Okay. Anyway, why did you say to her to put them in kesef and zahav? Amar leh, ki hechida amar li. Amar la. Just like what she said to me, I said back to her. She said, chokhma should be in a beautiful kli. So I said, great, put your wine in a beautiful kli. Vaha ika shapiri de gemire. So then they ask, again, who's asking? Is she asking now? In other words, okay, fine, you proved me wrong. But now she said, can it be that it would work in a beautiful kli? Can't you have a beautiful kli that would have chokhma? So he says, ihave sanutve. Okay? Ihavu sanutve. If you have those that are beautiful, have gemire. Tve havu gemire. In other words, it's hard. It doesn't work. In other words, if they could be they're very smart, but the more beautiful they are, the less smart they're going to be. They're going to lose something. In other words, because of this concept of through humility you learn, those who are really beautiful, it's impossible for them to be totally humble. And therefore, their learning won't be the same. Okay. You have to wonder, because it was told about Rabbi Yochanan, right, that he was...
So the Hebrew here says, Ilu hayu mechuarim, yoter hayu lomdin.
Right. In other words, right.
Be more learned.
Right. It's not that they can't be. They can be smart, but however smart they are, they have the potential to be even smarter. In other words, were they ugly, they'd have been even smarter.
A handsome man cannot humble himself to review his studies sufficiently and thus eventually forgets his learning.
Right, right. So because you can't be 100% humble, it's hard, right? And that's, I guess you could say that about Rabbi Yochanan, as he was brilliant. Maybe he would have been even more brilliant according to this Gemara. Again, it's a musar they're trying to pass over, right? But it was known about Rabbi Yochanan, about his excessive beauty. Davar acher. Now we're going back. We were up to this drasha about these three drinks. Now we're going to learn something else about the three drinks. Mashlo shamashkin alalu ein nisalin ela behesech hadat. Af divrei Torah ein mishtakchim ela behesech hadat. Okay, in other words, what does that mean? You have to make sure that you retain them. If you have hesech hadat and you remove your head from thinking about divrei Torah, you're going to forget them. Same thing with these drinks. If you don't pay attention to them, then they're going to get spoiled. I'm Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Okay, now we're going to have a list. Okay, if you look at the sheet again, we're going to have a list of different ways that Gadol Yom HaGshamim, okay? The day of rain is great. This we had in the beginning. Gadol Yom HaGshamim mitchiyat ha-metim in kiyom shenitna bo Torah. Now we're going to continue that and have another two things that Gadol Yom HaGshamim, okay? Gadol Yom Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina Omer Gadol Yom Hagshamim Kiyom Shenivru Shamayim VaAretz, like creation of the world. Shneamar Harifu Shamayim Mimal Ushchakim Yizlu Tzedek Tiftach Eretz VeYifru Yesha Utzdakat Tzmiach Yachad Ani Hashem Biraativ. Okay, here it's talking about the rain coming down, and it says I am God who created it. Okay, now it's talking about the skies and the rain. So what does it say in the Pasuk? I am Hashem who created it. What do you think created it is referring to? The pshat would be the skies, right? But it can't be the skies. Why? Because bira'atim lo ne'emar ela bira'ativ. I didn't say created them. The skies are plural. And the rain is singular. So it must be it's relating to the rain. What? Okay. Amar Rav Hoshaya, gadol yom hakshamim sha'afilu yeshua para u'revabo. Okay, gadol a day of rain. That what will happen in a day of rain? Salvation will multiply and have children, you know, will be plentiful. Shneamar tiftach eretz v'yifru yesha. Yifru milashon peru revu. Right? So the yesha, the salvation, will spring about. So here it's more like that the day of rain will cause all sorts of things to happen. In other words, once Hashem opens up the skies, there's a lot of potential out there for things to happen. Amar b'tanchum bar chanilai. Ein geshamim yordim ela im kein nimchelu avonotehen shel Yisrael. Okay, the rains only come when there's mechila for people's sins. Shneamar, ratzita Hashem artzecha. One second. Ratzita Hashem artzecha, shavta shvit Yaakov. In Nasata avon amcha kisita koch hatotam stela. Okay, what does it say? You were miratze, you appeased the land, right? Is that the word? How do you say ritzue?
Favored,
yeah, that's the word. Okay, Hashem favored the land and returned the shvut of Yaakov. Nasata avon, and he was nosei avon, right? He was mochel or avonot. Kisita koch hatotam stela. Amrale Ze'ere, so now Ze'ere says, no, it's not from there. Ze'ere mi Dihivat. Okay, that's a person. His name was Ze'ere. He came from Dihivat. He says to Ravina, Atun mehacha matnitala. You learn it from there. Ana mehacha matnitala. I learn it from somewhere else. We're going to see the exact same structure in a minute with the next one too. Va'atat tishma min ha-shamayim v'salachta lechatat. Okay, you're going to hear from the, right, you're going to hear from the Shamayim and you're going to forgive them. And then what happens right after? The pasuk after this is Malachim Aleph. This is a pasuk from, anybody know? From Malachim Aleph Perek Chet, what happens there? Malachim Aleph Perek Chet is when Shlomo HaMelech is doing the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash. Right, the whole beginning of Sefer Malachim starts out with Shlomo becoming king, and then he does, right, he does all these things. He has a lot of money. It talks about all the stuff he has. And then he builds the Beit HaMikdash. And in Perek Chet, he talks about all the, right, Perek Chet is very significant, right? In Shmuel, it's when they ask for a king and that whole thing, which we saw the other day. It was a quote from there. And Malachim Aleph, Perek Chet, is all about the Beit HaMikdash being built and what I'm going to use it for. So it's saying, and God is going to hear and forgive our sins, right? When we come to the Beit HaMikdash to pray, he's going to hear our sins, forgive us. And then the next pasuk says, V'natata, or I don't know if it's actually the same pasuk. V'natata matar, okay? As a result of our praying, then God's going to forgive us, and after he forgives us, the rain's going to come. So that's a much better proof text than the first one. The first one indicated it, but this really says it explicitly. Right there it also says, I'm going to return, right? What's the problem with the first pasuk? The first pasuk says, Ratzita Hashem Artzecha. It's not explicit that that means rain. What does it mean, I'm going to favor the land? Usually, I'm going to favor the land means I'll bring rain. I'll take care of the land. But it doesn't say it explicitly. And then it talks about bringing back the shvut of Yaakov. And then it says Nasata Avon, right? But also the order, and also that doesn't mention rain explicitly. And he said, this is a better pasuk. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bered Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akko. Okay, Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Chia from Akko, says, Ein Gishamim Ne'atzarim Elen Ken Nitchayvu Sonehem Shel Yisrael Kliya. The rains are not stopped, meaning when God decides to stop bringing rain, it's because Nitchayvu Sonehem Shel Yisrael Kliya. What does that mean? Lots of times they say Sonehem Shel Yisrael. It doesn't mean they're enemies. It means B'nai Yisrael. It's a way of saying, they don't want to say it negatively about the Jews. So what do they say? When the Jews are supposed to get punished with total, complete destruction, that's when God stops the rains. Okay? Shene'emar, Tzia Gam Chom Yigzilu Meme Sheleg. Okay, what does this mean? Tzia is dryness. Gam Chom, okay, and the heat. Yigzilu meme sheleg sheol chatao. Okay, it's going to steal away the days of snow, meaning the summer is going to go into the winter, and there won't be rain. Sheol chatao, because the people sinned. Amar leze'iri midihiva leRavina. No, that's he says. I have a better proof. Atun mehacha matnitala. You learn from there. Ana mehacha matnitala. I learn from here. Batzaret hashamayim va'avadetem mehera. Says it explicitly, right? I'm going to stop the rains and you're going to be completely destroyed. Okay, so there you see that the complete destruction goes along with the rain. When God stops the rain, it's only when he's ready for real complete destruction. Okay, now we're going to have, okay, look at the sheet for a minute. We're going to have five different statements. One is only at the end. We're going to have some stuff in between, but we're going to have, or some are after, but they're not exactly in order, but that's why I ordered it here. There's going to be five statements about what causes the rain to be stopped. Okay, so the first statement is sort of like it, right? That when people are deserving of complete and utter destruction, I'm going to stop it. But here now we're going to have five different averot that cause the destruction, that cause the stopping of the rain. So what are they? Amrav Chista, Ein Gshamim Ne'atzarim Ela B'Shvil Bitul Trumot U'Masrov. When the people stop doing Trumot U'Masrov, how do you learn it? Ah, Shanei Amar, the pasuk we just brought. Tziyah gam chom yigzilu meme shelek. My mashma, how do you learn it from here? Tana debe Rabbi Yishmael. Bishvil dvarim shetziviti etchem b'yimot hachama v'lo asitem, yigzilu mikem meme shelek b'yimot hakshamim. You're going to, the tziyah gam chom, it's things I commanded you to do. They were doing a drasha on the word tziyah. Tziyah means dry, but tziyah is from Lashon tziviti. So things that I commanded you in the days of the heat, right? Which are, that's when you collect all your stuff at the fields, and that's when your chayav and the Trumot Masrot are going to basically get you in trouble, and they may shelag and the Mordak Shamim if you don't do that. Amar b'Shimon ben Pazi, Ein Shamim Ne'etzarim Ela b'Shvil Mesaprei Lashon Hara Shene'emar Ruach Tzafon Techolel Geshem Upanim Nizamim Lashon Seter. What's Lashon Seter? When you speak about people in secret, that's Lashon Hara. Amar Rav Sela, so right, in the Geshem Upanim Nizamim, right, you're going to get bad face with the rain, meaning you won't get any rain because of Lashon Seter. Amar Rav Sela, Amar Rav Hamnuna. Okay, now we're getting a third. Okay, the third one is Ein Akshamim Ne'atzarim Ela B'Shvil Azei Panim. People who are stubborn. Okay, Shene'emar V'Yimne'u. Okay, this is a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Vayimanu revivim umalkosh, right? They're not going to have the rain. Lo haya umetzach ish zona hayalach me'anta yikalem. Okay, and the how do they translate metzach? Like the right? It's farhead, but I wonder if they're using it in a different lashon. But right, the farhead of an isha zona you had me'anta yikalem. How do they translate that part? You me'ant is usually to refuse. Yikalem, you will be destroyed.
Shame.
What? Ashamed?
Yeah.
How does it, what's the, how they translate the whole pasuk? The showers have been withheld, as there has been no late rain, because you had the forehead of a harlot, you refuse to be ashamed. Ah, that's what, okay. You refuse to be ashamed, you, in other words, you don't really care about this, it doesn't affect you in any way. Okay, even though you're going to be destroyed, but you have, you know, you're refusing to accept what it, to realize that you did something wrong. So now, right, what does that mean? If you refuse to accept that you did anything wrong, what's that? That's azut panim, right? That's this stubbornness, this az panim, that you think you're always right. So now, what does he say? Okay, so that's why you see they're not going to get the rain, because in metzach ish zona hayalach, me'anta yikalem, you refuse to be ashamed about this. But now he's going to go off on a tangent about azay panim, the same person. V'amar of salam rav amnuna, kol adam sheyesh lo azut panim, sof nichshal ba'avera. Right? In other words, what do you see here? Not only are the rains going to be stopped, but it's going to basically cause you to do an avera, because here there was this guy who was so stubborn, and he ended up with the shisha zona. Rav Nachman Amar, wait a minute, you missed the point here. Amar, you're doing the wrong order. B'yadua shenichshal ba'avera. In other words, he was already nichshal ba'avera. Shene'emar hayalacha, but lo ne'emar yihiyelacha, right? It doesn't say metzach isha zona yihiyelacha. It's because you had that and you had azut panim about it, right? You weren't agreeing to take responsibility. So therefore, then the rain stopped, right? But the metzach isha zona was happened already. In other words, it's not that you will, if you're az panim, you will end up with a zona. It's you ended up with the zonah because you were azut panim, and anyone who's azut panim will end up like that. Will end up with ba'avera. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna. Again, we're going to continue in some statements about azut panim. Kol adam sheyesh lo azut panim, mutar lekroto rasha. You can call him a rasha. Shenemar, he'ez ish rasha b'panav, v'yasharhu yavin derko. Okay, v'yasharhu yavin derko, but he'ez ish rasha b'panav. In other words, someone who's az panim and won't admit it is a rasha, right, rasha b'fanav. You can call him a rasha to his face. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, mutar l'sanoto. You can hate him. Shene'emar va'az panim yeshune. It's, I think it's the pasuk. Va'az panim, right, am I right? Where is it? Yeah. It's actually not az panim. It's oz panav yeshune. Okay? Here's a pasuk from Kohelet. Mi ka chacham u mi yodea pesha davar, chachmat adam te'ir panav v'oz panav yishune. Okay, it doesn't have anything to do with this, but how are they darshan it? V'oz panav, v'oz, in other words, the oz, if he has, if he's az panim, right, because it's oz panim, yishune, al tikre yishune, ela yisna. Okay, you're allowed to hate him. Amarav Katina. Now we're going back to, we had, Enak Shemim Yatrim Ela B'Shvil, Bitul Trumot Masrot, Lashon Hara, Azei Panim. Now we have a fourth. Enak Shemim Yatrim Ela B'Shvil, Bitul Torah, not learning Torah, Shene'emar. Ba'atzaltayim Yimach HaMikareh. What does that mean? Atzaltayim from the Lashon of Atzelut, okay? B'Shvil Atzelut, laziness. Shaya B'Yisrael Shalo Asku B'Torah. Okay, that's Ba'atzaltayim. Okay, Yimach HaMikareh. What does that mean? Naseh Son'o Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Mach. Okay, what's a mikare? Mikare, they're going to explain it right now, and then I'll explain it. Ve'ein mach ela ani. Mach must be melashon, they're going to become poor. Shnei amar, ve'im machu me'erkecha. If you don't give its value, because you don't have the money to pay for it. So mach is like melashon oni. Ve'im mikare ela kadosh baruch hu. Shnei amar, ha'mikare b'mayim aliyotav. He covers the sky, he makes a ceiling of the water with his sky. Okay, that God basically makes a ceiling over things. So he's called Hamikare. So Ba'atal Taim Yimach Hamikare means that they're going to become sonim, they're going to become poor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they're lazy. Okay? And poor is obviously going to mean because there's no rain. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, Ba'atal Lo Ra'u Or Bahir, Hu Bashchakim, The atal lo ra'u or bahir hu bashchakim beruach avra vati taharem. It's a pasuk from Eov. Okay, they didn't see or bahir in the skies, and ruach avra and vati taharem, and it purified them. Ve'ein or ela Torah shenemar kiner mitzvah b'torah or bahir hu bashchakim. Tana debay Rabbi Yishmael. How do you explain bahir hu bashchakim? Afilu b'sha'ah shevakia nasa b'horin lahorid talu matar. Ruach avrava tatarem. The ruach came and took it away. In other words, because of the Torah, that they didn't learn Torah, that's how you know from this pasuk. Because of the Torah, when the sky was ready to bring the rain, the ruach came and put it away, and because of that, they didn't learn Torah, the rains didn't come. Last one, Amar Rabbi Ami, Ein akshayu netzarim ela babon gezel. It's from stealing. Shenemar al kapayim kisa or, ba'avon, what does that mean, al kapayim kisa or? Ba'avon kapayim kisa or, because of the avon of their hands. What's the avon of their hands? Ve'ein kapayim ela chamas, shenemar u'min ha'chamas asher b'kapehem. Okay, from the chamas that was in their hands, it's something you do with your hands, and even the psukim talk about it. Ve'ein or, before we said ein or ela Torah, now we say, what's ein or in this pasuk? Right, what did it say about the or? It said, al kapayim kisa or, because of the avon of kapayim, the gezel, kisa or, what is or? Ein or ela matar. Shenemar yafitz anan oro, that the anan will bring its or. Or here means the rain. It's like bringing to life. Okay, now my takante. So what can you do? If the gshamim or netzarim, I assume this is a question that relates to all these, right? If the gshamim or netzarim, because of this avon, how do you fix it? And here's the key thing of our masechet. Your bebet fila, right? This is laying the groundwork for what we're going to get to. Shenemar vayitzav alav bimafgia. Okay? This pasuk is this is the hemshech of the pasuk. So it could be he's really saying it's just relating to this answer, but okay. Al kapayim kisa or v'yatzav alav b'mafgia. Okay, what does that mean? V'yatzav alav b'mafgia. V'ein pgia ela tfila. So in other words, it was covered up, and then he told them v'yatzav alav to pray b'mafgia. Shneamar, how do you know that tfila is pgia is tfila? We have this from Brachot about the avot, right? V'yifga b'makom v'yelen sham v'ein pgia ela tfila. Shneamar v'ata al titpalel ba'ada amazeh v'al tifkabi. Okay, don't pray for them, v'al tifkabi, meaning don't pray. Okay. This is a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. He says, "Enough praying, ki eneni shomea otach. Your prayers are meaningless." So now, let's stop here for today. So now, what you see is that tefillah is really the key for fixing these problems. Okay, again, you might say it just has to do with that pasuk, or you could say really it's a general statement about the tefillah is what brings all. You know, once you mess up, your way of coming back—that's your conduit for coming back—is tefillah.